Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go. When we're fucking, I don't know what you do. You do this mind Miyagi shit. Do you see when I go, like, when I hit a different zone?
I was still fucking and running. I still kind of pretty much do that. But you say, you invite me to stay. This is where I have to draw the line in the sand. Fuck, if I would have known what I was missing.
You're going to be like, okay, it's time for you to go now. Okay. Surprise, surprise. Again, I'm in bed.
This time with
Cowboy N, who has not been on a podcast in probably
almost a year.
Yeah. Over a year. Almost, Yeah. What you been doing that whole time, Cowboy N?
A lot of work.
A lot of work. And you've been working on me a little bit. Okay. So I'm going to, this is probably going to be the worst podcast I've ever done. Because Cowboy Ann did not allow me the time to write down my questions.
Yeah, there's none on that notebook.
So there are. I know. So I just have to pull shit off the top of my head, which no telling what there is there right now. But there is one question. I think I even mentioned this on another podcast. I said I was going to ask you about when we're fucking. I don't know what you do. You do this mind Miyagi shit. I don't know what it is. Do you see when I go, like, when I hit a different zone? Do you catch that?
And, like, to my nearing orgasm? Or like,
well, that's a zone. No, yeah. But, you know, like, when I just, like, all of a sudden, like, my mind is just quiet and hushed, and I am just along for the ride, because I don't know what you're going to do or what you have planned. I'm just really being...
Yeah, that's, like, step one for the goal. That's how I... like, this is the first thing I'm trying to do.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. What are you doing? What is it that you're doing? Because that's what I've said before. I've said... you do something. I don't know what it is. I said, you probably know what it is. But all the, like, I just get...
I mean, every time's different, I guess. I mean, I don't have a playbook that I pull from, but I got a good idea of what you like by now, so...
And what do I like? What is Layla like?
What is Layla like? Well, I mean, it's not... I mean, we usually go to dinner or something and then we come back. So I'm definitely not, you know, it's not like a meet up and go bang thing. So I mean, definitely we have a 3 hours or 2.5 hours worth of conversation and, you know, messing with each other or whatever. So
me pushing your buttons.
Yeah. I call it irritating, but we'll call it pushing buttons.
I call it flirtation.
Flirtation. We need a different thesaurus.
So, what do you do? We go to dinner.
Yeah.
I flirt. You get irritated. And I cut you off. And then, when it's like, you know, then when you start putting your Cowboy N moves on me. And what I'm saying, when I go to that, like, totally... blank mind, stripped mind. You know, you mentioned it the other day when you said, well, you can't even finish a fucking sentence.
You can't.
I know. Well, that's what I'm talking about.
It doesn't take too long to get there.
What are you doing?
Well, I mean, like, it depends on what we did before. Like, if we went out riding or something like that, you know, but... come back to the house and chill out for a little while, or sometimes it's kind of right there on the kitchen counter, so it just kind of depends on what the little vibe is. But
how do you get me in that? Like, there's, but that's usually during the, like, during the act.
A little bit during,
We're into it. We're getting into it. And then my head pop. It just like, I don't even know. It's hard to even explain because, you know, I was talking about that with BE and he was trying to understand, well, what is it that he's doing? I'm like, I don't fucking know. I mean, I don't really know what he's doing. It's some strange mojo shit. I don't know. Like, I just get.
Well, I mean, I'm kind of a physical guy, so I mean, sometimes it's, you know, a little bit of handling and it gets there. Or, you know, sometimes it's not, though. You know, like last night, I didn't really do too much rough handling, so all depends on
what
the recipe is at the time.
But you did make me come a lot, and that's usually part of the recipe. But this is even before that. I don't know. See, I'm gonna have to start paying more attention. See this blank notepad. This is gonna stick when we're done with this podcast.
It probably has a lot to do with history too, though, because I don't think I did that the first time. Or maybe, I don't know. Maybe.
Let me think about that.
First or second time.
When was the first time? Where were we?
The hotel.
Oh, right.
You were trying to keep a bunch of walls up. That was kind of funny.
I did.
Yeah.
I did that well for a long time.
Not very long.
Oh, how long? Okay, you tell me how long you think it was. I'll tell you how long I think it was.
Valentine's Day.
Huh? That was like date number two.
Yeah, no.
I don't think so. I think it was a year.
You think it was a year? I don't know.
I think it was a year. Okay.
I think you figured out Valentine's Day that it was. I think it was Valentine's Day.
You think so?
Because we'd had more time then, you know. A lot more talking. Not meeting, but we had a lot of talking. Yeah. We had a lot of talking before the first one.
I know. That's why I just went straight to dinner and straight to... I didn't meet you for coffee or any of that.
No, yeah, we went straight to dinner.
If I'm at dinner, that means we're going to have sex afterwards.
Take notes.
Me?
Whoever.
Whoever.
So if you get you to dinner, then it's pretty much...
Yeah.
We did dinner and then the hotel.
Yeah.
And we sat there at the hotel for a while, too.
That's right, because we were still warming up a little bit.
No, I was still drinking. I couldn't drink over there. I had to drive.
Oh, right.
I'm not a sake guy.
Yeah, no, you're really not.
No, I'm not a sake guy.
A little too fluffy for you?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I like my whiskeys.
Yeah, I know you do. I have gotten into whiskey because you've introduced me to some of it, but you always have to pick because I don't know.
Whiskey and shine.
Uh-oh. I don't think I've told that story.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah.
Not on a...
Probably not. Well, you like shine.
Should I out myself? Okay.
It wasn't too much your fault.
This is the first time. Oh, you every time you tell, every time we talk about it, all I get is, I told you.
I did.
I know you did, but when do I ever listen?
Well, you didn't listen about the hotel accommodations.
That's why we're in bumfucked Egypt. Okay. Okay, let's start with that. First of all, let's start with the moonshine incident.
Yeah.
I thought I had a name for that, but now did I call it something? Maybe just something that we'd never speak about again, but we're going to talk about it now. So I did get like
white girl wasted.
I call it affluent white girl problems.
Yeah.
This was one of my affluent white girl problems. I got fucked up, and I don't get fucked up. And I mean, that's like, there's been a few times in my life. I think that was probably just about the worst.
That was pretty epic.
And what happened was Cowboy Ann invited me over for a barbecue or something going on with some people. Yeah. And so he had everyone, all of a sudden, it's just the moonshine capital of the world here, and everyone's got their moonshine. They're comparing moonshines. And of course, so I had to do some taste comparisons. But I didn't realize, because the other girls were having it too. Now, maybe they're more moonshine tolerant. I don't know. But basically, I couldn't walk and had to be
literally carried.
Carried by you.
Literally carried.
Thank goodness you're 6'6", because I don't think I weigh that much. You think I weigh that? I don't think I'm heavy. I'm not heavy, but when you're dealing with someone that's longer, taller, that makes it, you know, then you got gangly things going everywhere. So anyway, I had to be carried to the car.
Yeah.
And
put you in the truck and I had to take you to bed.
That's right. But no,
bed wasn't the first stop.
I had to hang out in the bathroom for
a good while.
Good while. But you know what was really this is when I said because I already said this to Cowboy Ed. Like, this is when I realized there's a considerate side to Cowboy Ed. He like took my necklaces off. Mitch, I asked him. I said, "Well, now is that because you didn't want me to puke on them?" And he said, "No,
I didn't want you to choke on them
or strangle myself or something." So, anyway, he did take good care of me. Then when I finally decided I could make it out of the bathroom, I crawled halfway to you and stopped. And I just decided that that's where I was going to stay for the rest of the night. But you picked me up, put me on the bed, took my clothes off, and
a lot of hair petting for the rest of the night.
Did you?
You were not in a... You were definitely not...
Was I moaning in pain?
Yeah, you were not very comfortable.
God. So. Oh, okay.
But the good news is you woke up still drunk and...
I did not!
And hurried home, so...
I was not still drunk.
I don't know. I'm a pretty big guy and I don't think I would have been sober when I woke up.
Well... So. Anyway, I felt good enough to get home. So I did. And I don't know how I got sidetracked on that one. Okay. Mm. Where was I? What was I talking about before I sidetracked us on the... Oh, we're just talking about...
When you get to your...
Oh, when I... But I was still fucking and running.
Mm-hmm.
And I still kind of pretty much do that.
Notoriously.
I know. But you say you invite me to stay. I don't. This is where I have to draw the line in the sand.
Well, yeah. I'm definitely not the kind of guy that's like, "Oh, well, you know, just go ahead. Well, you can just stay right here." I think it's pretty much implied that after I spend 5, 6, or 8 hours of whatever activity we're doing together, I think it's implied that you can at least wait till your legs quit shaking. Before you go and run to your little car. I'm just putting that out there, you know.
Well,
it's like 4 a.m, you can stay the extra 3 hours.
Oh, stop it.
Until the sun
comes up. I know, but you know, that's because we have long, a lot of times we have really long sessions.
Yeah.
So, and I just learned something just today, because I've always wondered how you go that long. But you kind of tipped your hand and told me your little secret.
No, that's not really a secret.
Well, I wasn't aware of it. It was a secret to me. I mean, not that you were trying to keep it a secret, but... Yeah. So you will stop for like, 10, 15 seconds?
It depends. Like 5 seconds or so or whatever. But I mean, that's... It just depends. Like, I mean, if you get in the... certain positions obviously bring more stimulation. So, I mean, you can, you know, guy, I mean, you're going 15 minutes solid straight at a rather intense tempo.
Yeah.
You're going to have to take a little bit of a break for about 5 seconds and let it cool down.
Make sure you don't go over the edge like you did yesterday and surprised me.
But it also adds to it, too. You know, the more you build on it, the bigger the orgasm, too.
Yeah. I've surveyed the result, the end result, like last night. that was a lot. I've thought, oh, there's just some of it. Oh, look, there's some of it right there. Oh, no, that was only part of it. Hands, bed, all over. Now, I don't know. I don't think we answered the question, though, about, you know, like.
Well, I mean, like I said,
When I get in that weird zone, you know what I think it is? I think you kind of helped answer that. I think it's the physicalness, physical and the physical and mixed with the physical / dominance of it. It's just like all of a sudden I get.
Well, usually you'll go to do, I guess you have a plan when you start, and then I stop that and go with what I want to do for the
moment. Do you think I have a plan when I start?
Sometimes, yeah. Not like you have the whole play by play, but you're like, oh, well, I think I'm going to do this first, and I guess not.
So, yeah. No,
you
know, I know. Like
maybe we're going to take a nice, easy shower, and then,
but
it turns out not.
You're not. You're going to get your shit fucked out of you when you're.
Yeah.
I was worried you would slip. I'm always worried you're going to fall when you pick me up. But that was good. That's the first time we had shower sex. Mm-hmm. We had officially, that's our first time we had shower sex. What? It's only a year and a half later.
Yeah, it's because somebody always takes off and runs.
Fuck, if I would have known what I was missing, I'm not going to... You're going to be like, okay, it's time for you to go now.
I'm going to do that tomorrow when I take you back.
I'm going
to
be...
It's time for you to go now.
I'm going
to
be overstaying my welcome. I'm going to be like a stage 5...
What sense does that make? We have stellar sex in bed, but yeah, you're probably sorry in the shower.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Now, that's another good point. What? I don't know. I think we have pretty good sex too. But you and I, like, if you line us up,
two totally different people.
Oh, God, yeah.
Kind of like night and day.
Yeah, completely different.
What the fuck is it? What is the draw? What is it? Is it that, like, opposites? Or, I mean, what? I can't make heads or tails of it.
No, it's kind of hard to say.
And I'm a thinker.
Well, you're the only person that's ever come to where we're at and try to distinguish a vegetarian meal in the part of cow country. So, I mean, let's just put it that way. It takes us. You're so sure of yourself. I was like, I'm just telling you it's going to be difficult. And you're like, oh, no, it's everywhere. And I'm like, all right.
Well, that...
kind of like the two towns that we had to pick up.
Oh, God. Okay. I know. So nobody else is picking up on this, but Cowboy Ant is giving me shit because I don't. What do you say about me?
You don't listen.
That's what he says. I don't listen. I have what I lovingly call selective listening. And what I do is.
Don't listen.
No. What I do is I take in the important information and that's what sticks. The rest of it just gets filtered out. And so,
for instance, over the course of 2.5 weeks, two specific names of two specific towns have been literally defined by distance and population.
Nope.
From a certain spot. And you consistently, and being reminded consistently, chose the one of the most least accommodations, the least amount of people, the furthest away. And I continuously reminded you, and all I would get was a, oh yes, but I thought we were speaking of this.
Well, we have a, I mean, the accommodation, right,
great.
Where yeah. we're at right here.
Oh, where it's awesome.
It's awesome.
And the other 15 houses are probably really cool, too. I like small town stuff, but you don't. So
I
this is like home to me.
So. I like it. I do.
Yeah.
I just need I need time to decompress.
Agreed.
And get into relaxation mode. And, you know, I'm not really here for that long. So it's kind of, we don't have all that time to do that.
Yeah.
But, damn it. Now, where did we get sidetracked on? Because I was trying to.
You said you don't listen.
No. 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 No, but it was before that. It was the question.
Physicality and everything of the interactions and why you didn't stay for shower sex.
Oh, why I didn't stay for shower sex. And then
amazing.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. No, it was. I know. It was just like the strange, like, this is an odd pairing.
Oh, yeah. Polar opposite.
Do you think we're polar opposites?
Well.
See, you once said to me that we're so much alike. Where did that go?
Well, we're similar in, like, you know, in action and things like that. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I live on purpose in a small town of less than 150. I own and operate a cattle ranch. I'm a roughneck out in the field.
Roughneck, that's something I just...
construction, commercial fishing.
Uh-huh.
And, so, I mean, I.
A roughneck! I just learned what a roughneck was.
So...
Yeah.
And you obviously big city and such and enjoy your accommodations and mm-hmm. your extras. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, so why does that work?
I don't know.
Why does
I butcher my own cows and you want to pet them. So
I just right. And I want to like stand there at the PETA rally and be like, set them free.
Yeah. Be free.
I know. Your big old, what was that, biscuits and gravy and eggs over. You had the biggest fucking breakfast this morning. This guy eats like, I don't even think I could pass that out of me. I'd be clogged for days.
Yeah. Big, huge serving of potatoes, few eggs.
I gave you my sausage. what I didn't finish. I'm like, here, yeah. I just scooped it up.
Yours too, yeah.
I know. Unbelievable.
But I did have a chai tea.
That's, I was surprised, yes. And then all this like manly breakfast food.
And I did have a chai
and then
tea.
And then, I'm surprised your pinky didn't go up when you were drinking it. And then you had a chai tea. That was kind of funny.
A hot one.
Yeah, so... You're, you know, a little bit of...
I ate Thai yesterday, and I had a craving for it. I wanted something sweet, but I didn't want caffeine, so...
That was a Chinese, or a...
It was chai tea.
Chai tea, yeah.
Yesterday, but it was iced
one.
Yesterday.
Right, yeah.
I didn't know I was going to get it the temperature of the sun today.
But that's it. That's totally... Those are different than the chais that they have.
I have no clue what it is. I just know
at
it's
coffee.
Sweet.
Yeah, it's a sweet tea. That's, yeah. I mean, that's our... That's almost like it's a tradition it's a Thai tradition, I think.
Yeah, it's milk and tea.
Mm-hmm. But
it's sweet.
Right, but they make it really sweet.
Yeah.
It's not quite the same as chai, warm, like chai tea coffee that you had this morning or whatever that was.
That was coffee?
Well, no, it's a chai tea. Mm-hmm. It's a warm, I don't know. Fuck.
I got
know.
Fucked.
All right. I don't know where I'm going with that. All right. Redirect.
A little window into my my amount of sophistication.
Yeah, and you're so right now the refrigerator has like carrots and avocados and cherries and bananas and then
that's your side of the refrigerator.
Mm-hmm. And then Jimmy Dean and
bacon
and eggs. Which I don't need any of because I like animals to be alive. And this one here likes to kill them.
I like to devour them.
Yeah. All right. But so, wow, it's really windy out there. So we didn't get an answer about, direct answer. I'm still trying to figure it out. I'm going to have to work on this one, figuring out like what happens to my brain when that when it just like switches. And you know what I'm talking about when it just I probably get my eyes probably get glazed over. I don't know where the fuck I can't think straight.
You get quiet.
That I do, huh? Then you know shit's happening.
That's when I know. That's when I know.
If I'm not talking, then you know. If there's no and even the noises that I make, I'm like, I wouldn't want to hear that played back to me. I'm like, what are these sounds coming out of me?
It's like, not. It's not anything nasty. It's kind of nasty, but it's the good kind of nasty.
I mean. Yeah, it's weird. It's really strange. And you're the only one that's like, that's ever happened with where it's like, I just get this whoosh, mind clearing, mind numbing, like, what's my name? Where am I?
It doesn't matter.
There's only sensory stuff. There's no thoughts.
Well, I mean, it has a lot to do with sensory overload too, so. I mean, it's a dynamic deal.
You think, is that what it is?
Well, there's usually a lot going
on. There is a lot going on. You do a lot. I will say this to everybody. Cowboy ends really good in the sack. You're a lot of fun. I wouldn't be able to like deny that one. I could never, you know, if I was mad at you, I could never say, well, you know what? He was a shitty lay. Yeah, whatever. I'll never be able to say that there. It's on record.
That's fun.
But our strange
dynamic.
I don't think I'm
like yesterday afternoon. It's like going fishing.
What?
So we go.
What? Why was that weird?
Go to.
Was that second pole for me?
No.
I didn't think so. Man. I mean, he wouldn't let me touch one of his fishing poles.
I'll let you do it, but I just knew better.
I'd probably catch my eyelid on the when I'm flipping that thing.
Yeah.
You were fly fishing.
I do fly fish.
I saw you. I came back. Did you see?
I saw you.
Okay.
Yes. And that's the point. I come out, and it's this gorgeous river and everything, nice and shallow.
It is beautiful.
Go to walk across a little bit and turn around, and we see you standing there, and then... you know, 30 seconds later, she's back inside on the iPad.
Well, hold on. That's because I love nature.
It is pretty place.
I love nature.
That's why I told you it was a pretty place down there.
It is pretty. And I ran into plenty of the wildlife as I'm running.
Yeah.
And I was mindful, like you said, like.
Mama mule deer and all that.
Mama mule deer might mow you down, so just be careful who you're taking on. You had crossed the river.
I did. I waded across.
You did. And so I didn't want to, those are my running shoes.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to get them all wet because I didn't know.
You're waterproof though.
I know.
Okay.
But you walked, are you suggesting I should have taken my shoes off and just crossed that way?
Do whatever it is that you want to edit.
Cowboy Ann has said my name three times. So I'm going to be editing this shit like crazy. Thank you.
Put a big old beep on it.
You're making the cost of this episode go way up. Okay. Now, I don't know what else to ask you. I told you what would happen if I didn't have something to follow. But
I said, it better that way.
I said, you do?
Yeah.
Why?
Because you don't cut me off.
That's true. Now, I said you could ask me something. So you haven't thought about it either.
Yeah, but I don't need a script.
Oh. Okay. You're assuming a different position.
Let's see.
You can ask me a question while you're on top of me.
Yeah, why not? Question for Layla. For Layla, what got you to come out to BFE, literally middle of nowhere?
Oh,
100 miles in any direction.
I know.
Literally, no towns. Uh-huh. Every town is 100 miles away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It obviously wasn't the fishing.
No. Well, first off, as you became aware, I had no idea. When you said it was a small town, I'm thinking not small. I have my point of reference for small. You didn't qualify that. So I think you could tell when you picked me up that I was like, whoa, where did I just come?
Yeah, the airport building is smaller than a post office.
Yes. And there was no first class on that section, that leg of the flight. I'm like, huh, why are we getting onto such a small plane? How come I even have to change planes? Why? How can I just... Oh, I think the world runs around big airports, but apparently not.
No, welcome to the real world.
Yeah. And so why did I... Okay, so I didn't know that it was this small. However, had I been properly noticed, I would have come anyway. And what was the question?
What made you come out?
Oh, why did I
come all the way out
here? Yeah, why did I come all the way out here? Well, you're here.
I am.
And I have fun with you. And I like you, Cowboy Ed.
Oh, shit. Now it's getting deep.
See, I told you, it only took me about a year and a half to say, I like you.
I like you.
Just imagine where we could be 5 years from now.
Almost civil.
Almost civil. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
This might be a little small, like you said.
Yeah. Cowboy Ends, what are you doing? Tell him what you're doing right now.
What?
Tell him what you're doing right now. You.
I'm tasting you.
Uh-huh. No, well, tell them what you're tasting, because that's leads to a lot of different thoughts there.
The nipple.
You're tasting my nipple. And he's moving my bralette to the side, and I was complaining about it earlier because it's too fucking small. My tits are too big.
It took her 4 times to put it on.
It took, and it's got too many straps. These things are confusing. I feel for guys. I really, really do.
Well, I just wake up and go.
I know. And, okay, so, any other questions for me? How am I in? Don't get my legs up in the air like that.
So, it's been, how long has it been on your little project deal? 2 years now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 2 years.
Yeah. Not really. No, no, no. It's about a year and a half.
Year and a half.
Yeah.
I'm not much on the internet.
Something
stuff,
like that. Yeah.
So, let's see. Year and a half in.
Mm-hmm.
To being different.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. Yeah.
To being different.
Yep.
So, compared to when I started talking to you then,
mm-hmm.
which was a little trepidatious, and then compared to talking to you now,
yeah,
what are like your interests and things that you like? What's the? I mean, now you don't have the new shiny car idea with most of the things. What keeps you going now?
What keeps me like on my bucket list?
No, I forgot you had a bucket list. Have you even done all that?
Mm-mm.
No? Oh, yeah, that one thing.
Girls?
That too.
Yeah. What's the one? What's the one thing?
The one we're talking about, the hot springs.
Oh, fucking a tranny?
Yeah.
Oh, I've said that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just thought that would be, I'm looking at it from how do I maximize, like, scratch off 3 things at once. Okay, that could be a female, that could be, I'm with a woman.
That's not how this works.
I know, you're right. That would kind of technically be cheating.
If anything that of all the time I've spent with you, at least you should know that you can't take the easy route. To take your time.
Yeah, yeah. So what keeps me going? Like, why am I still doing it, you mean?
Yeah, that too.
Okay. Well, I'm still doing it because I got waylaid. I got waylaid during, I thought it was just going to be a year, and about half of that year kind of got waylaid. So I extended it, and then I decided that, I don't know if I told you this or not, I decided that December 31st is the end.
Oh.
Yeah. The end of podcasting, blogging, all that.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Then I can, then I'll have to, you know what? It's because I don't want, what? What was that face? What was that face? Get your head up here. Cowboy Ann is making his way down between my legs. Now,
well, I have to go to work soon.
I know. Oh, that's right. Do we have to cut this off so we can have sex? You know what my priority is.
Yeah. Well, yeah, your priority was to keep me awake tomorrow while we did this.
Well,
that was your priority.
I'm still going to keep you awake tomorrow for some stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So December 31st, I'm going to shut it down.
So where are you taking me for Valentine's?
Where am I taking you for Valentine's? Oh, I have to take, okay, I have to take you out for Valentine's this year or this next Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
I don't know.
On my biking.
Could be. That's part of the reason why I can't shut this shit down. I can't keep pushing things back and pushing things back. Okay. I think we're good.
Yep.
I think we're good on this interview because we need to move on to... Hey. yeah, we gotta go. Okay, thanks for listening.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, refer me to a friend. And make sure you're following me on social media. Also, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and join my subscribers-only list for access to exclusive content. And as usual, questions or comments, you can always email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.